today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
How did we get this beautiful podcast?
How did we get this beautiful community?
Where does this podcast go to?
Okay, Patrick, so we've heard this week from some patrons, yes. Listener patrons, and they come up with a topic and what have you. And then another way listeners can get involved with the show is to just send correspondence.
That's right.
You know, yep. So we talk about something and then they comment on it. That's pretty much, yeah, that's how it works. That's right. Free speech, pamphlets and whatnot. Yeah. So, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us again is Nick Scalera.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, sir.
Okay, so we're going to do two different topics here of fan mail on different shows we did. First, let me read a couple emails here on the topic of Lee Hazlewood.
Oh,
remember
yes.
We did that episode with Bill Mulligan?
Beautiful.
That was great.
That was really interesting and informative.
Eye-opening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter Nordgren from Cornucopia, Wisconsin, emailed us. And he says, thanks for filling in some of the blanks in the story of Lee Hazlewood. The mention of Dino, Desi, and Billy caught my ear. Dino was indeed the son of Dean Martin. Desi, the son of Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball. Billy was not quite as obscure as presented. In fact, he was the one who made a career in music. After their big moment, I'm a Fool, number 17 in 1965, Billy Hinshey went on to become a longtime backing band member for the Beach Boys on keyboards and rhythm guitar.
Wow.
I remember him playing in the show I saw in August 1976 at Met Stadium in Minnesota. Mike Love made a point of introducing Billy, who was garbed in a sort of Zorro costume.
For some reason.
Without a mask, though.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
The Beach Boys' connection grew stronger when Carl Wilson married Billy's sister, Annie Hinshey. Carl was later married to Dino's sister, Gina Martin.
Makes sense.
Dino, Desi, and Billy were all under the age of 15 when they had their 1965 hit, but with Lee Hazlewood writing the songs and producing, how could they miss? Keep on rocking, Peter Nordgren, in beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin.
Well, I'll tell you, I wear my Cornucopia t-shirt every day. So, thank you, Peter.
Okay. Peter also included a PS as Billy Hinshey performs on Warren Zevon's Desperados Under the Eaves.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either.
A tune that got a lot of respect in an episode a few months back. Yes.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Man.
Dropping knowledge, right?
Yeah, dropping knowledge from Cornucopia. That's beautiful. I mean, I think the lake waters and the all that oxygen in the trees stimulate your brain.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Niklas Nygaards out in Sweden. He posted this comment to our Facebook. This is a great episode with Bill Mulligan about Lee Hazlewood. Thanks for picking such a great topic. As Bill mentioned, Lee moved to Sweden in 1970. He lived there for periods during his time in Europe and also recorded records and films there. In 1970, he was in a TV film called Cowboy in Sweden, where he plays a cowboy who has a young blonde Swedish girl guiding him through Sweden. The girl was played by Nina Lizelle, and she and Lee also sang a song together on the soundtrack. It's a traditional folk song from the early 1900s. Bill also mentioned that Lee's chart success was over when he moved from the U.S. and went to Stockholm, but that is only partly true. He may not have had any further chart success in the U.S., but in Sweden, his song went to number one on the popular chart and stayed there at the top for 3 weeks in 1971. I've seen some footage from the stuff he made for Swedish television in the 70s, and some of it is a bit bizarre and not what you would call politically correct these days. So there you go.
That's beautiful.
Some more
context.
Knowledge
yeah.
about Lee Hazlewood in Sweden.
That's amazing. I think if my name was Lee Hazlewood, I would probably move to Sweden in the 70s, just because I feel like that'd be the right way to
go.
Now, what do you think, Nick?
Well, I mean, I love that episode about Lee Hazlewood. I thought it was fantastic. I really enjoy listening to Bill. And I mean, Lee Hazlewood is just like, it's one of those names that I've heard. And I'm pretty sure that like Dean Warham did a cover, like a Lee Hazlewood cover. And that's one of my great standards for like curation of cool covers is something that is if Dean Warham picked out a Lee Hazlewood song, then that's definitely good stuff. And it really made me want to dig into this. But this Sweden thing blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just blows, like, how did that happen?
Yeah,
like,
what? I have no
the
idea.
The 70s were just such a weird time.
Yeah.
That's
weird
to say
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. That's good. Well, it's good that he had success there as well. So that's
true.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good for Lee.
All right. Now, on the topic of David Byrne, we did an episode yes. about the David Byrne yeah, concert
yeah.
Films.
Films.
We got some correspondence on that. So, first off, an email from Jason Goebel, who says, thanks for your episode on Stop Making Sense and American Utopia. David Byrne is one of my favorite artists, and I have seen him a few times. And it's always great, both musically and visually. I ended up seeing the American Utopia show 3 times.
What?
Once as part of a music festival, once the concert in its entirety, and then the Broadway show.
Bam!
The first time was at the festival. He was the main reason I bought tickets for the day, so I wanted to be as close to the stage as possible. So my friends and I are standing near the front of the stage and kind of talking among ourselves as to the fact that there is nobody setting up any amps or equipment. Finally, someone came out.
That.
Yeah, finally, somebody came out and set up a chair and a small little table with a model brain at the top, with a model brain on top at the rear of the stage. So now we are even more baffled. But then the show starts and the band starts coming on with the unplugged instruments. And by the time he starts stumbling backwards as the band plays the intro into Once in a Lifetime, I had a huge smile on my face. The Broadway show added a few songs to the set list, including the 1-2 punch ending of One Fine Day and Road to Nowhere. In addition, he added a bunch of the monologues. And it was a great pleasure not only watching one of my favorite artists up close, but also to be at a Broadway show where everybody is up dancing by the end. I think he is restarting the show in September for anyone making a trip to New York City. But if you don't, the movie definitely captures the spirit of being there. And that's from Jason Goebel.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Now, have you seen American Utopia, Nick?
I have not seen American Utopia, but I did see, I think I mentioned this in a comment on Facebook when this episode came out, that David Byrne is just has such a weird crossover appeal.
Yeah.
And when I was in high school, when Stop Making Sense came out, was it 86? I forget what year it was. But a friend of mine, my good friend Ron, who we were best friends in high school, was like, hey, let's go see Stop Making Sense. I'm like, all right, I'm coming over to your house, pick you up. We had to do these things by phone. You
right.
know, I show up, and he's like, hey, do you mind if my dad comes? And I'm like, your dad? And, you know, his dad was like my dad, like an older Italian guy, was into Dean Martin and the Rat Pack. And he's like, yeah, I heard about the movie. I thought it might be good. So we piled into the car. I'm like, okay, great. Piled into the car. And Mr. C, as we called him, like, I kept looking over at him during the Stop Making Sense. And he was smiling and laughing and clapping his hands. And I just think that's just David Byrne is just like he's a phenomenon. He's like a force of nature. And really, anyone could get anything out of any David Byrne performance. This American Utopia thing sounds fantastic. It's on my list to like watch, my long list of things to watch.
C is our hero.
Mr. C is he loved it. He had a great time. We all had a great time. It was like one That's of those us. Moments you won't forget. But yeah, I mean he's a performer. He's really a performer was one of the quotes I
Come
remember.
On.
He's like, yes he
the
is.
The guy's working he hard. Yeah.
That's so great. That's
yeah.
so great.
Yeah.
But I think it speaks to the fact that David Byrne just has this amazing appeal, you know,
I
think, you know, it almost doesn't matter what kind of other music you like. You watch right. Stop Making Sense and how can you not like it? Right. How can you not get sucked into it?
I mean,
right?
it's exactly. mysterious and avant-garde, but it's like relatable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at the same
yeah.
time.
It's a great
and the
trick.
Music is still, you know, anyone could sort of key into that music. Like
right.
it's not so far out of field that you can't sort of, you know, find something appealing there. And you can't take your eyes off the guy. I mean, like, you know, when he comes out with that boombox at the beginning,
yeah.
like, you know, same way talking about this brain on the chair. That's David Byrne. Like,
exactly.
that is, you know, he's a singular sort
and
of.
And if you go to any Halloween party in a big suit, people are going to go, yeah, Stop Making Sense. Great right. job, dude.
Of yes. course.
Yeah. Nice big yep. suit. Yeah.
Okay. We have a call here from Mike Coley.
Nice.
Awesome.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, fabulous interns, Suburbs Pod listeners. This is Mike Coley traveling the hills of beautiful upstate New York right now. I just listened to the David Byrne Talking Heads episode where Jim took over the TV on his birthday weekend. And I had to comment just because of what was going on as I was listening. If any of you have been to upstate New York, I know some of you have. This time of year is particularly gorgeous as you're heading east towards Albany from the Utica Rome area. And as I'm driving, right now I'm heading to Cooperstown to Bassett Medical Center to visit my dad, who's been admitted for some testing. But so obviously I got a lot of things flowing through my brain as I'm making this drive. And of course, the soothing tones of my friends, Jim and Patrick, accompanying me on the drive made it a little easier for me to make this drive solo. But as I was listening to the podcast, and Jim talked about how David Byrne's American Utopia movie ends with Road to Nowhere. And right at that point where the music started playing, I was cresting a hill on Route 5S East, New York State Route 5S East, near Frankfort, New York. And I'm looking at straight ahead of me. There's no cars in front of me. I felt like I was on the road to nowhere because I don't know what's going to happen once I get to Cooperstown to see my dad. But the hopefulness of the beat of that song and the view that I had was just spectacular. I'm looking out over these rolling hills, the Adirondack foothills, and there's a lot of foliage starting to bud in the hills, so you're seeing lots of light greens and yellows mixed in with the darks of the evergreens in the hills, and the sky is blue with these perfectly puffy white clouds, just welcoming me on my voyage south and east from Rome down to Cooperstown. And I just wanted to comment on that as an immediate reaction to the podcast because it made me feel 1,000 times better from when I left my house approximately a half hour ago. I agree, Jim, with and Patrick, with what you said about why would David Byrne make another concert film after making that classic Stop Making Sense. And after you watch American Utopia, you know why. Because the man's a genius. He's an American treasure. And everybody who is a fan of this podcast should absolutely check out American Utopia if you have the opportunity. I got the chance to see that tour when it happened. When tickets went on sale, I jumped on them immediately. Because I'd never seen David Byrne before. I'd never had a chance to see the Talking Heads before. And like Jim said in the podcast, why don't I listen to enough Talking Heads? Because they're always a band who's always there. They're always in like the gray matter of my brain as I'm going about my day-to-day things. And all of a sudden a song will come on and I'll be like, damn it, now I gotta go listen to them. Because in the damn it is regret that I don't listen to them more. Not because I'm upset that I now got to go listen to them. I need to go listen to them more. And everybody needs to listen to more Talking Heads. And everybody needs to see Stop Making Sense. And everybody needs to see David Byrne's American Utopia. And everybody needs to listen to Rock in the Suburbs every day. Thank you, peoples, for listening to me. Have a great day.
There you go. Thank you,
there
Mike.
There it is, man. Probably the greatest call of all time.
Yeah. You can hear those rolls just, those hills just rolling by.
That was beautiful.
Are you familiar with those highways up there?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah. Just upstate New York. Mike. And I got to say, I love Mike's upstate New York accent, which I appreciate. Totally. I could hear absolutely it very much. But yeah, 100% true to everything he was saying. Just great, a great call. I love the spontaneous calls, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
those are
someone
the best.
Just like what we had, I think it was Craig who called from his bike one time, you know. That's great.
That was Craig.
Bikes, cars, you know, boats. Someone should call him from a boat at some point.
I'm on a boat. Yeah. That was good. That was good. No, thank you, Mike, for that.
Thank you, Mike.
And he's right. You know, everyone should listen to more Talking Heads. I think the world would be a better place if people listen to more Talking
Heads.
Is there
a doubt? Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. And, you know, for what Mike's going through as well, you know, for his whole situation, so grateful to hear that we've made his day at least a little bit better.
From
so
that.
Thank you, man. If you're driving in your truck, folks, you know, especially over Route 42, where you're heading down the Eastern Seaboard, we just want to say we've been everywhere. And this song is dedicated to Johnny Cash.
All right.
That's right. I've driven for Ashley, Bogdell, sold it in May. Judgment, Bogdell, well, today. You know that song.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. It's Friday, peoples. I want to ask.
I've been drinking the Purple Rain.
So that's it. So that's it for our correspondence today. But I do want to ask Nick, since we referenced, you know, Nick, you grew up in Rochester or Rochester area.
That's right.
Yeah. So upstate New York. Did you know anything about this Ronnie James Dio backstory and his connection to New York State?
I did not. Like, yeah.
Mike Coley brought that up.
Yeah, I remember Mike Coley's episode. I love that episode. You know, we all knew Dio from Dio with the horns, but I thought he was like another, I thought he was an English guy. I thought he was like a, you know,
seriously.
He sang in Sabbath, so he's English, right? Yeah. I had no idea the upstate New York connection.
Same thing I thought, yeah.
It makes a ton of sense now. Like, Mike sort of brought it into perspective where it all kind of makes sense. But yeah, no, I had no idea.
No clue. Yeah, nobody knew.
So funny. That was so good.
He was a hardworking guy. Man.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It was in a doo-wop group. It's just wonderful. Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. Let's move on to next week. Thanks, Nick, for hanging
out with us. Man, it's been great, dude.
Great to see both of you for real. I mean, it's just kind of shocking.
It's incredible.
It's great.
Yeah. Would you mind if
I
kissed you on your mouth? Yes, you would.
Okay. Science would say it. Would say it's okay.
Never mind.
All right. Next week, we'll have something good. That's all I'm going to say right now.
That's right. It's going to be delicious.
You wear. Hey, cowboy, where'd you get the funny hair? What you doing in the land of the midnight sun? You better run, you just a toy, cowboy.
I may not look right, but I sure do feel fine. You hang around me and I'll undo your mind.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get the funny walk?
Hi, I got a tape I want to play.